So lots of our listeners have these kinds of frustrations. Credit card company fees, bill disputes, your annual percentage rate, interest rate related to a late fee, how all that stuff moves. If you once felt like your consumer complaints about financial issues were going unheard, it may be slowly changing. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has launched a new website this week inviting the public to submit their complaints against credit card companies. It will eventually include complaints regarding student loans and mortgages as well. Joining us this morning, we are thrilled to say, is Richard Cordray, director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Welcome to the program, Richard.
Glad to be with you.
So let's talk about, first of all, what data is emerging on this website, how it will operate. Is it complete? Do you identify the complainers, that sort of thing?
Sure. So as you noted, the Consumer Bureau was created to protect consumers and to support the responsible providers of financial products. We have found that the complaints that we receive offer a window into the consumer's experience that's helpful to us in our work, and we think that information should be open and available to the public. That's why we've launched our consumer complaint database as a public database, which is a major milestone for consumers who previously did not have the ability to see such individual-level data for financial products.
All right, but does that mean that I can go online and see that my neighbor, you know, Cindy, is actually behind in her credit card bills because she's complaining about the interest rate, or is this, blind data? Is it statistically categorized in some way to, 20% on fees, 60%, associated with annual percentage rate kinds of things?
Yeah, so we do protect, we make it a point to protect the privacy of people's personal information. People will not be able to know anything about your individual credit card account experience. But what you will be able to see is what kind of complaints are being filed, what kind of problems do other people have. If you have similar problems, you may realize that you should file a complaint as well, that you can get some kind of relief potentially by doing so. And also you can see which companies are the subject of complaints and how they do in resolving those complaints. One of the interesting things about this data is that it does show that the credit card companies have been very responsive to us in dealing with these complaints in a short time frame.
Now, how does it show that? Let's say, for instance, here's a listener question, which I suspect is a fairly common complaint on your website as well. This listener asked us, how can they change your interest rate to 30%? Because you are late one time when you were paying 7% interest for 20 years. This listener obviously talking about a mortgage or some sort of long-term contract. I submit that complaint to you. Where do you go with it?
Okay, so what we do with every complaint is first we verify that there actually is a relationship between that consumer and the financial institution, and we remove duplicates, which gives our database much more integrity than just raw complaint data. Second, we will take your complaint. We have standard processes with the financial companies. We forward the complaints to them. They are required to respond to us on a specific time frame. In the case of credit card complaints, 15 days. Once they submit their response, we go back to the consumer and see whether the consumer is satisfied or not satisfied with that. Sometimes it requires the consumer to provide more information. We then will take a look at what the resolution has been, and if necessary, we can launch investigations. We can look and see whether similar complaints have been filed by other individuals and take it from there.
Have you gotten someone's interest rate changed back or a fee waived?
That has happened, yes. So we started taking credit card complaints last summer. We started taking mortgage complaints in December of last year. We've been taking complaints about other bank products and other areas since March. And what we're finding is that there is quite a bit of success in resolving issues that people have often been very frustrated about not getting resolved. And they come back to us all the time and tell us, how things changed and how things were better. And, of course, sometimes they do not get resolution, and sometimes the consumer is dissatisfied, and sometimes, frankly, their complaint is not a valid complaint or there's no legal issue involved.
What do you think the mechanism is here? Are you just the feds on your side kind of a friendly big brother character who, when you call, all of a sudden you get maybe a little more notice than random Joe consumer, or are there very specific legislative and regulatory triggers that you're looking at that violations of those can actually produce, you know, further legal action?
I'd say there's three things. First of all, there are specific laws that the financial companies are required to obey that sometimes get violated. And when that happens, that's a better basis for relief. I also do think that it is the case, and we can see it in a number of instances where the companies have made something right for their customer, going back to the old adage that the customer is always right and wanting to show customer service. That's something we applaud. The third thing I would say that's important here is taking this information and making it public is a good thing for the free market, because the more informed consumers are, the better choices they can make. The good businesses that are providing strong customer service, that will be reflected in this data.
Right.
And I think that's just a good thing. Everybody then will compete around customer service.
All right. Then in the interest of consumers here, Richard Cordray, director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, I'm going to be very, very polite, but I'm going to try, I'll probably fail, to get you in a little trouble here, okay?
All right, sure.
All right. So who's good at this? Who's good at responding? What bank? What bank is like A-list and what bank is like D-list? Come on.
Well, so I would tell you to go to our website, consumerfinance.gov, and make that judgment for yourself.
All right, but
are you public to do that?
I don't want to be rude here, but so will I be able to see?
You will be able to see. Yes.
So there's a ranking.
What we show is the number of complaints that have been filed. We show the kinds of complaints that have been filed. We show the kind of response rate that the companies have. By the way, sometimes, just because someone has a high volume of complaints, that's one thing. But if I'm a consumer, I'm interested in knowing, even if they have a lot of complaints, whether they resolve a lot of those complaints. You know, a lot of complaints may reflect that they just do an awful lot of business, could reflect other things. But the key here is this information, we're making it publicly available. People can dig through it. They can do their own searches. It's very easy to use. They can draw their own conclusions, and that's what we want the public to be able to do. And I think that is very much in the spirit of a free marketplace.
All right, and I agree with you. All right, you've answered the question of I will be able to find who's good on, or at least who gets the most complaints and in what categories. That's terrific. What about who isn't responding to you? Who's missing that 15-day deadline on the credit card companies? A lot.
Again, that's data that is being made available on the database at consumerfinance.gov. Also, going forward, we're going to be adding more fields in response to what the public tells us. This is a beta version. I want to stress that. And we're seeking people's feedback on different things they'd like to see, different kinds of information. We're also going to consider adding additional financial products and services beyond credit cards, which we will do in time. But all of this is something we want the public to participate in.
All right, let me just...
to arm themselves, and then they're going to be able to protect themselves.
All right, well, we're under a minute here, and I'm just loving this so much. But so if I'm getting a loan, all right, from a bank or applying for a credit card company, you would recommend that I should actually go on your website and check out questions of fees and, you know, floating interest rates, that kind of thing, and I'll be able to get that information to make my decision about who to have a relationship with.
I think it's important that consumers, obviously, they have to make their own decisions. Nobody's trying to make their decisions for them, least of all some government agency in Washington. But what we strongly believe, and I think most people agree, is that if there's information available to you that you can weigh and assess in making your choices, you're going to be better able to make those choices. That's what we want. That's what consumers should want. And frankly, it's what the providers of financial services should want as well.
Well, Richard, it's been great talking to you. Thanks so much.
All right. Appreciate it.
Richard Cordray, director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Boy, they hired the right guy there, huh?